Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to The Big Party Show podcast. Again, here's the numbers that you guys should have this saved by now. It's bpscrasher@gmail.com. Then there's the party line, 402-915-0962. You can call, leave messages or text messages. We get a lot of texts. So, that's how you get in through the show. And also, just a reminder, we do have the after party on Tuesdays. If you're not familiar, you can, after you're done listening to this, you can just back up over there wherever you get your podcast and find the after party. You can get everything at bigpartyshow.com.
Deck him.
Yeah. So there you go.
All the links right there, your fingertips.
I'm just buried in Olympics, man. It's just Olympics.
Really?
Well, there's two things that just is taken over. And we haven't spoke about it. Is that Samantha Guthrie's mom missing? That has just been awful. And I mean, and then you look at some of the comments on there, and I get what they're saying. I know people that have family members disappear. They've never found them.
Yeah.
And I understand that, them saying, I wish, the government would put that much effort into other people's missing stories. But see, I don't know if they do or not. It doesn't seem like it's all over the news. But then the other side of it is the Olympics. So it's like, go USA.
Wow. You live in a weird spectrum.
It is. I mean, they just popped in with some images today. Yeah.
I mean, because today's show is Savannah Guthrie's show. So obviously today's show's got a vested interest in the Nancy Guthrie story. And then you also have them as the host network of the Olympics. So if you are watching NBC, yes, those are the only two things happening in the entire world.
Yeah. That Guthrie thing is pretty fascinating. They just released some still photos. Have you seen those yet? They
released a video.
I saw
from
the
Ring camera.
I saw.
Yeah, I know, but
there's
an actual video from the Ring camera that they then release stills from, but you can watch the guy walk up. And then he kind of tries to cover it with his paw. And then he realizes that he can't do the door and that. So he goes back around and gets like shrubbery. And then he's like holding up shrubbery to cover up the Ring doorbell camera while he's trying to do stuff. But you see he has a gun. And I mean,
I saw that. Yeah. The images aren't great because of it's the Ring. It's at night. It's a night vision thing. But it does kind of look like the guy has some type of mustache because he's wearing a mask. If you guys haven't seen it yet, like a ski mask, it looks like he kind of has a mustache and like a little goatee or something, but I can't tell if that's shadows or not. I mean, I zoomed in. I'm like, what is this? What is that? So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure the FBI is all over it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they'll be able to be like, that coat is a such and such blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. I mean, they have combed through those images. I'm sure that they know exactly what the backpack is, exactly what the coat is, exactly what the mask is. I mean, I doubt that there's any loose ends for that. It's just a matter of like in this day and age, you can get anything from anywhere.
Yeah.
You know,
you're right.
I mean, it used to be where you could kind of say like, well, where in a 50-mile radius sells this backpack? Now it's like it came from China. On, I mean, 150,000 people bought them from Amazon because it was a Prime Day sale. Like, who knows? You know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
You're right. Yeah, what a scary deal for them. You know, that really sucks. And then now they're trying to, they're kind of, it was like early in the morning. Was it like within this 1:30 to 2:30 frame or something? So now they're trying to check cameras on the streets and everything like that.
The problem is that area is pretty secluded. I mean, like the houses are all kind of, I know that they went to, there's like a convenient, gas station called the Circle K.
Okay. Yeah.
And they went there and had them pull their security cameras because there was like talk that a car went there that may have been the car that was at Mrs. Guthrie's house. So I guess corporate with Circle K is like, we handed over all of our tapes from that. Who knows? Crazy story.
Yeah, it's nuts. There's no lights in that neighborhood either.
It's really like the desert.
I mean, you're so just it is sort of pitch Black. But I hope, yeah, hopefully they find her soon, and that this thing gets taken care of, and I hope she's okay as well. All right, so we left on Monday with what would you rather eat? Mm-hmm. You have two options here. You got B, a tuna sandwich that got warm in your car, or a banana that's bruised, mushy, and somehow still not sweet.
I'll take the banana. That you tuna fish salad is going to have to like be the last resort. Like I'm on a desert island. I haven't eaten in a couple weeks and it's the only thing standing between me and starvation.
Yeah.
That's how that's bad it's got to be.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
So I'll take that banana.
All right.
Good morning, cookie cakes. Just in case you forgot, I'm here to remind you of today's mission. Go be the kind of positive that makes a twat waffle angry. If they hit you with a frown, you hit them with sunshines and unicorns. Because life's too short to be anything less than joyfully unbothered. Pitter-patter, let's get at her.
So many questions about that one, Molly.
I mean, that's a whole new phrase that I haven't heard in order to run somebody down.
Call them a twat waffle?
Yeah, that's really creative. I don't think I would have ever put those two terms together. Just smash them in there. You're like, that is something where if somebody called you that, you'd be like, oh, that is so specifically awful. You're like, yeah, I put a lot of creativity into it. You're a terrible waffle.
I mean,
bad person.
I don't even know. I can't even describe what that even is. It just the
serve
word.
It with syrup. I mean, is that like a savory type of waffle or?
I don't know.
Dealer's choice, I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever kind of twat waffle you want to be.
Yeah, dealer's choice. Sick. God, I just read that 6 million people are going to get engaged on approximately 6 million people are going to get engaged on Valentine's Day.
Oh, really?
Isn't that – those are some high numbers. I'm guessing
that's a lot to live up to.
I know. I don't
– You got engaged close to Valentine's Day, though.
Actually, Molly, it's funny you say that because on Tuesday, a thing popped up on my phone, and it was – and it said – what did it say? Engagement anniversary.
Oh.
So I put it in my phone the time that I did it, just so I knew, you know, because I have everything in my phone. I put everything, every memory of some significance I put in my calendar.
Okay.
And so we're sitting there and I go, hey, happy anniversary. And she goes, for what? And I said, we got engaged on this day at like 7 p.m. Remember that?
She's like, yeah, the day I made the worst decision of my life. Oh, wait, no. The worst decision was when I said, I do. This was the one that preceded that really bad decision.
No, not at all. Yeah. She just kind of.
Was she impressed that you remembered?
I don't know if she was impressed or weirded out. I couldn't tell. She was like, oh, you have that in your phone.
I remember when I got engaged, and you know me, I'm not like.
Yeah. Do you remember overly... the day?
Yeah, because it was my mom's birthday, so it makes it really easy.
Oh, that's super easy. Okay. All right. So what was it?
July 3rd.
July 3rd.
July 3rd. Or maybe it was the 2nd. Maybe it was the day before my mom's birthday. Anyway, July 2nd or July 3rd. I'm pretty proud of myself for remembering that.
Now, why did Peter pick that day? It's your mom's birthday.
Know.
Okay. Was that like kind of his gift to your mom on her birthday, Peter?
That's the thing. He's like, I guess I don't have to get her a gift. I was like, you still need to get her something. I mean, really?
Yeah.
Because that was the thing. He was like teasing me. We were at the grocery store and we were buying some stuff. I needed to make like a salad or something to go to the party.
Okay.
And he's like, I didn't get anything for your mom. I'm like, you what? Like, seriously, dude? It's my mom's birthday. You really didn't get her anything? He's like, oh, what if we got engaged? Then it would be. I was like, whatever. That's the stupidest thing I think I've ever heard. Because it was like a million degrees outside. And I was annoyed that I was like having to shop. And then I just picked him up from the airport. And then all of a sudden he's telling me that he came in for my mom's birthday, but he didn't get her a present. I'm like, are you stupid? What kind of stupid are you? Like, you don't get your girlfriend's mom a birthday present when you flew in for her birthday? Like, even if you just got her a candle.
What? I've never heard of that. I'm sorry. We have such different lives. I wouldn't, if I was just dating someone, I wouldn't get their mom a gift. Well,
we obviously weren't just dating if he was walking around with a diamond ring in his pocket that was like TBD that he was going to be a son-in-law. So wouldn't you want to get on mom's good side and be like, yeah, I got you something. Here you go.
Yeah.
Got you a shirt, something. I don't care. A bottle of wine. Really? You don't have anything? I'm like, ugh.
Yeah,
fine. I'll put your name on the thing I got her.
I can see a card, I guess. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a bad date. I guess I never would have thought. But then again, you guys are further along that deal because you guys were
keep in mind that this is he's walking around with a diamond ring in his, like, this isn't just I'm dating somebody and it's their mom. I wouldn't have any expectation on that. But like, we had had the conversation that like, you're my forever person. This is my forever. I mean, at some point we'll get engaged. I don't know when, but I mean, he was locking in for this to be forever. So my point is that this wasn't like T-minus till Molly and I break up. So why would I get anything for her mom? I will never see that woman again. Like, he's going to see her for the rest of his life.
I just remember every time Peter would come to town, I would every weekend, I would just say, oh, this is the weekend. He's going to do it. And the one time, people, that I did not say it is the weekend he proposes to Molly.
Weekend it happened.
Yeah.
That's all it took. You not giving me a hard time before it finally stuck. I wonder if he knew. It's like, I got to do it this weekend. It's the one weekend she's not looking for it.
Yeah, he probably did. Cards also, by the way, Valentine's Day, you know how I feel about cards, but like 14 million cards are produced and sent out on and around Valentine's Day. I already got my card for the sweet Wileen.
You did?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Did you make it?
No, I didn't make it. I got it like 3 weeks ago. Oh. Cuz I'm tired of going to the store to get cards. And they're all gone except for, you know, a few options. So as soon as I saw them at the store, I'm like, I'm just going to get the card now and find the right one. I was the only one in the aisle even.
You're like, it was Christmas.
God, I should have just.
I want to get a jump start on this.
I should have just got like 5 cards for the next 5 years. Why didn't I think about that? The cost of cards are going up. Every year.
Oh my God. Let's not get so crazy cheap. You're like, I bought 5 cards because I know it's just going to go up with inflation.
Oh God. All right. So not long ago, I told everybody to take me off the card list. I don't want cards. Uh-huh.
And
my
sister sent you?
She sent me another one.
Oh, she did.
Groundhog's Day.
Oh yeah. Groundhog's Day.
Remember
that one kind of makes sense. The one that she sent for Martin Luther King Day, I was like, I don't even know where you get a card for that. That was really deep cuts.
Because my nickname on the envelope is Doesn't Like Cards or something like that. Mike doesn't like cards. Don't send me cards. That last name. Yes, but they're in California. So they're just kind of ribbing us about being in the cold, you know?
Oh, yeah. You're like hysterical. It's really funny.
So, yeah.
You're like, how are the landslides?
So does Peter still get cards? Do you give him cards? Do you, the kids get him
Not
cards
really.
For Valentine's Day?
I mean, I'll have the kids make him a card.
Okay.
Like they'll make him cards. I'll be like, it's Valentine's Day. Or like I probably wouldn't have them make him Valentine's Day cards, but his birthday's coming up and I will definitely be on them about like your dad's birthday. You got to make him a card.
Okay. But you don't give him a card. I'm taking it for Valentine's Day.
Not usually, no.
All right.
Maybe I have. I mean, I'm nothing if not inconsistent.
He gives you one.
Yeah, he gives me one. Uh-huh.
I think it's a guy thing. The guy, I don't know, my dad, I just remember my dad specifically writing giving cards to my stepmother. I guess I'd be a terrible husband if he didn't give you.
I know, right? What's today? You're like, well, it's the last day of our wedding, marriage. Today is the last day.
It is over. I did get reservations, though. I got the reservations done.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Wow. You must have really had to pull some strings to do that. That or you guys were eating at 2 o'clock.
Believe me, the times were
1:30.
The times were 8 o'clock, and there was another time at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then so we Wylene said we don't eat that late at 8 o'clock, and I'm laughing. I'm like, well, we don't eat that early at 3 o'clock.
She's like, I'd rather eat early than late.
You know, so we chose I think it's 5 o'clock on Friday. So we're going to be doing it before.
Oh,
yeah. That way we can chill and spend the whole day together on Valentine's Day. You know,
no, that's because you couldn't get a reservation. Try to spin it however you want. You're like, we're just going to go out Friday. You're like, yeah, because Saturday was taken. Because you waited till the last minute.
Yeah. I'll tell you
where you are going.
We're going to Timber. Timberwood. Ooh, yeah.
I like
we're
that.
We're gonna go there. So it should be
should grab be a cocktail over at Cedar before you go. It's right across the way.
Ah, maybe we will do that, actually. Mm-hmm. That's a good plan right there.
Cedar's got some of the best cocktails in town.
Do they really?
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to check that place out yet, but I'm definitely on it. McDonald's caviar, their nugget caviar kit.
Yeah. Did you get it?
No. It sold out immediately, Molly. Yes, yeah. I tried.
I know. You said you were going to. I didn't know. Maybe you got lucky.
No. Every time I try to get something, I've tried to get the KFC candle.
I remember that.
I tried to get that for Peter because he loves KFC.
I know.
KFC.
You were so sweet.
And I always try to get all this stuff. I'm convinced that they maybe give out two things because how can that be sold out immediately?
They were giving out 750, I read somewhere.
That's what I thought too.
But keep in mind, millions of people are going online to try to win it. 750 is like giving away one.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
Not that many.
So there's a bunch of other losers out there trying to get it like me.
They're like, I won. I hate caviar.
I
just
tried.
Wanted to win something.
I tried. All right, so what is this the socks, the science of the socks. What is that?
Science of socks. I feel so vindicated. Science has weighed in on whether or not you should wear socks to bed. And apparently you should.
You should.
Yes, because cold extremities make it really difficult to fall asleep. If you can't, even if your core temperature is warm, if your hands and feet are cold, it makes it really difficult to drift off. It like immediately, like kind of like it doesn't allow you to drift away.
Oh, you're kidding.
So we have this ongoing thing where it's like I start off with socks in bed.
Do you?
So okay. I'll usually start off with socks in bed and then either before I fall asleep or a little bit after I fall asleep, I take them off, like once my feet get toasty enough. But I do go to bed with socks on. And my husband's always like, I mean.
I don't.
Yeah, but you're warm.
But my feet.
Does Wylene sleep with socks?
Yeah, she sleeps with socks, I think.
It's a woman thing. I think our extremities are different.
Yeah.
Because Peter can like sleep in. I mean, Peter sleeps with like a sheet in winter. And he won't even let me put the like winter comforter on, like the winter, like the big down comforter. He's like, we don't need that. So instead, what we have is our summer down comforter, which is like really thin.
Yeah.
And then I have extra blankets on my side of the bed. Looks crazy. Like you make the bed and then it's like you make the bed and it's fine. And then I'm like, OK, now it's time to add my quilt. In my blanket.
So you guys, blanket. Are you guys under the same blanket at any given time?
We're under the same sheet and we're under the same thin, thin, thin comforter. And then I've got a bunch of stuff stacked on top of that, which is really annoying to sleep with. And he just needs to suck it up. Like we just need to have a conversation and he just needs to, because it keeps sliding off in the middle of the night. And then I wake up and I'm shivering. And then I find all the blankets on the floor because it's all only on one half of the bed.
Okay.
So the minute I turn, it like slides off.
What do you keep your temperature at in the house, in the bedroom?
I don't know. I don't touch the thermostat.
Okay.
That's
ours is like 67.
Domain.
So,
that's cold. Really?
Yeah, but it's hot. Yeah, it's hot enough. The last couple of days this week, we've slept with the windows open.
What?
Well, it was on Monday. It was 75, Molly.
75. Outside, it was 75. Yes. It was 75 degrees in Omaha on Monday.
Yes, it was on Monday. It was
a
record.
So much.
I think on 1963 or something, it was 63 degrees. That was the record. And this
is
the
46
first time.
Degrees. It's 46 degrees here today, and you would think it was the 4th of July. Like, people are outside just in sweatshirts, walking dogs, just living life. Like, I'm surprised I haven't seen anybody in shorts, flip-flops.
I was wearing shorts. I was out and about. People were wearing flip-flops.
Well, yes, 75 I get, but it's like 45 here, but people think it's 75 because it's been so stinking cold for so long.
Yeah, windows wide open. It's never been this temperature. Talk about global warming. It's never been this temperature, this warm, this fast ever. I mean, we're in the second week of February. Yeah. And it was 75.
That's not good. Like, as great as it is, like, you're like, it was 75. Yeah. Like, big picture.
Oh,
you're like, that's not good.
I mean, if we get weather like that in Nebraska during this time of the year, I'm going to burn more tires.
I think we've burned enough. I think we're just playing catch up at this point.
How crazy is this weather? I mean, it's just not. Then the East, including you, you're just getting hammered by snow and cold. And
yeah, we're part of that, like that Arctic, the Arctic stream. It comes down. So like, you guys get all the warm air, but we're part of that weird stream that comes down and rides along the Great Lakes. And so it's just, we're just on the end of it where we don't get that warm weather this year. We just don't.
Yeah, we do. I sat on the patio, t-shirt, shorts on, and just drank in that vitamin D, Molly. I was just
drinking down some Sauvignon Blanc. I'd be like, it's white wine weather, people.
Believe me, I was not having a glass of water.
Because it was a day that ended in
July. Yeah, then I'm staring at that pool. Staring at that pool going, gosh, TikTok, baby, that's going to be happening in no time.
Okay, so is the first year of you having having to open the pool. Like, where you had to pick a time to open the pool. Like, you didn't have it to open last year.
No, it got finished and filled last year. Yeah.
So what is your plan for this year? The inaugural, like, how do you do it? What do you do? Do you have a plan?
I don't do that. We got to have someone do it. I don't know how to do it. And so Jared, with Crystal Clear Pools, he's the one that put it in. He's will have to come out. Now, my thing is this, is that last year, it was early enough where it was still cold. You know, you had that picture. You had pictures of the lake, the river out there steaming. That's how the pool was, because Wiley likes to keep the pool super heated. But that means that heater is just going to be running nonstop.
Yeah.
So there's that issue. Let's save a little energy and a little money in our pockets from running that thing. So I don't know. It was fast last year. The season went by super fast. I can't believe I'm that guy. I literally said,
so do you think
season.
It'd be May? Yeah, the season, the pool season. Do you think you'd get it up and running in May?
When are you supposed to plant flowers? What does that do? April showers, spring. Aren't you supposed to not plant flowers until after May Day or something like that because of freezing still?
Usually don't plant them until like after. At least the earliest would be after Mother's Day, but usually in June, because we still get cold snaps in May.
Yeah, maybe it'll be end of May, middle of May.
Pools traditionally open Memorial Day weekend.
Okay. Yeah, that seems, if we keep getting weather like this, then I mean, it's going to be opened a lot sooner.
When did you close up the pool? Because the season, I mean, we were swimming in October at Field Club. The pool was still open that second weekend in October.
I think it might have been the first week of November is when we finally shut it down.
Because, I mean, it was like, and it was warm. I mean, the kids were running around in bathing suits. It wasn't like hop into the pool, hop out and be like, I'm freezing.
Global warming. Jeez.
I know. Oops. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry all the way. But yeah, I guess that's when we're going to do it. I got a dumb question for you, Molly.
Yeah, what's that?
This is from Angie. It's what's a reason you might walk out of a restaurant? I read it. I was like, I don't think I could ever just walk out of a restaurant.
I could. I think if they left you long enough without coming over. And I think I have done that before.
Okay.
Where it's seriously like they're walking out. They're like, no, your server's coming over. I'll be like, I've been there for 20 minutes. Like a server's coming over now because you told, like you sat them and you either didn't tell them or you've had a shift change or something. I have left for that. Where I'm like, it's just like I'm irked now. I'm annoyed. Like there's no
That's
coming
a good
back
reason.
From this.
Yeah, there
you
is
know what
no.
I mean? Like where you just know you're like, there's no coming back from this. And whoever's going to wait on me now, they're already so far in the hole, they're never going to be able to dig out. I mean, unless you're like paying for everything on my bill, which you're not going to do.
Yeah.
Then
I don't think I've ever walked out. When someone doesn't serve me and I've been sitting there for 20 minutes, I go get them and go, hey.
Oh, I'm so annoyed by that point.
I'm like, hey, we've been here for a little bit. Can we get some water and maybe some silverware? Have you ever gotten food and no silverware? I've had that happen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's one of those, you know, like, can I get silverware, please? Like that happens. I've done it as a waiter where you're like, oh, shoot, I'm sorry. Like, I'll be right over with some silverware. I mean, that happens. Nothing is worse than like, because I've been on the waiting end where there was a mix up, the host stand didn't tell you or something happened and you're walking up to this table and they have just been waiting for you for 10 to 15 minutes and they are just so pissed. There's nothing you can do. Nothing.
No, you can't. There's nothing.
And so I at that point it would be like, just leave. Like you hate me. We haven't even met yet. I haven't even done anything. And you already like, I can't win. So let's just, you just get on your way. Yeah. I mean, I can't leave because it's my job, but you could go to a different restaurant. There's a million of them.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm that guy that just goes up there and just says, hey, I've been here a while. I never thought of just getting up and leaving. I feel like that I'm just kind of giving up.
I've left doctor's appointments before.
Have you really? Why?
Oh,
because
absolutely.
You're waiting?
I have a really, this is the thing. I'm patient until I'm not. And then when I'm done, like I am done. There's no going back. There was once where I got put in I was put in a waiting, like in a doctor's office, you know, where they're like, go ahead.
The waiting room.
Doctor. No. I mean, like in the room, like Dr. Smith will be with you. Go ahead and strip down to just your underwear and put on the paper robe and blah, 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 blah. 20 minutes. 20 minutes. And I was like, I'm done. Ripped off the robe, got dressed, walked out into the hallway. They're like, no. I'm like, oh no, I'm leaving. And I was like a million months pregnant.
Oh,
they're
no.
Like, no, you have to stay. Like, we've got to take blood work. I was like, you've had 20 minutes to make that happen. My time is just as valuable as yours. Like, I've been hearing you guys laugh and talk and giggle out in this hallway and talk about how Sandy's bringing in brownies on Friday. I mean, it's not like I've been hearing people where it's like, oh my God, he's flatlined. Like there isn't some medical emergency going on out here. You guys have just been bullshitting like this entire time.
Yeah.
And so I got all the way to the lobby and the doctor came out. She's like, please come back in. And I was like, I don't think I want to.
Did you go back in?
She was like, seriously, like you're going to give birth in 3 weeks. Like we need to find out your hormone levels. And I was like, fine.
Obviously,
I was like, but I am not taking off my clothes again. She's like, that's fine. We'll examine you with your clothes on. I was I am not getting back in that robe.
Is that hormone levels making you crazy like that?
Or? I'd love to blame it on the hormones.
Okay. But, it happens
but that's
too
not
often.
The only doctor's office I've walked out of.
Okay. God, my father would do that.
There was another one where I was waiting. I'd gotten in a car accident and part of my leg had gone numb. Like I must have had like a pinched nerve or something. And so they were going to do this electrode test to find out, like basically zap my leg to try to get it to like reactivate. And I was cooling my jets, man, waiting. And they made it sound like they were just going to put electrodes on me. So I start going through drawers in the office because I'm bored. And I find the drawer and it's like a bunch of needles that they're going to stick in my leg. So they come in and I'm like halfway dressed. And they're like, no. I was like, are these what? They're like, are you going through drawers? I was like, yeah, I'm going through drawers. You left me in here for 20 minutes. I'm bored. Went through all sorts of stuff. You guys really got to change the trash.
Oh, my God. I have stolen from a doctor's office, too. Oh,
I didn't
my
steal
God.
Anything. I found it. And I was like, are these the electrodes you're using? They're like, and I was like, you didn't say anything about needles. They're like, well, yeah, but for your kind of injury, I'm like, nope. Oh, no, I'm crazy.
I have stolen. Oh, wow, that's nuts.
What did you steal from a doctor? What can you steal from a doctor's
office? I for some reason rubber those gloves.
Oh,
you know, I stole some
for
gloves.
What though? Just to have them? Just to be like, I stole something.
No, just to have them to use them. I don't know why I was just taking it because I would have to go buy a box of them if I needed them, and I just figured whether they're just right there, I'll just yank them right there. But that, I don't think that's really stealing. I've not gone through drawers and maybe I have. God, that sounds terrible.
Them.
Wow.
They left them. It's just like, sink. What's in here? Shink. What's in here? What?
Hormones.
Needles. No, this was not hormones. This was like, I was like in my 20s. Okay. I can't even blame hormones. That was just, you know what it is I think that like looking at it now. I think what it is it's nervous energy. Like, all I think that I'm just scared and nervous and I don't get scared. Like, there are two different kinds of scared. You know how they talk about like fight or flight?
Uh-huh.
And some people get scared and they're just like, I don't know what to do. I'm the kind of person where I'm like, I'm going to punch somebody.
Jeez. I'll never keep you waiting. No, ma'am. All right. We're going to get out of here. Make sure you review, like, and do whatever you got to do. To the podcast. Don't forget about the after party. And then also on Friday, that's actually Galentine's Day.
It is the
13th. Yeah.
I've got plans.
We'll let you know who won the Valentine's Day prize. So we're going to be making a drawing here coming up here like real quickly. So yeah, congratulations and thanks for everybody for playing along.
Yeah, really, that was fun.
Yeah, we appreciate all your support and thanks to everybody that came to Kinko Meets, you know, Dark Horse, all those guys for helping out with that as well. All right, we're out of here. We'll see you guys on Friday, Galentine's Day. Have a safe day and do yourself good. Squirrel.